Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today in Israel, the weather is pleasant with clear skies in Jerusalem and mild temperatures. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny afternoon, perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in a development from Mativ, Israel struck a terrorist in southern Syria near the buffer zone in the Golan Heights just moments ago. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF arrested three Palestinian suspects linked to an attack on Jewish West Bank hikers earlier this hour. Also this hour. Ynet reports Syria claims an Israeli drone strike near Damascus wounded one person amid rising tensions. Separately from Forward, the UK has threatened sanctions after Israel opened bids for E1 settler homes. And finally, Walla reports an Israeli drone attacked a vehicle in the suburbs of Damascus, as documented by Al Jazeera. Here's what people are saying online. Gabe Draws, an artist, shared just minutes ago about a piece he created in Hebrew school 43 years ago. Shanaka Anselm Pereira, a financial analyst, highlighted earlier today the impact of the U.S.-Iran conflict on Bitcoin prices and market flows. Ariel Osseren, a journalist, noted 32 minutes ago that an Israeli drone struck a vehicle near Beit Jin, injuring one, as Syrian media reports. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strike in southern Syria, Mariv reports that the IDF targeted a terrorist advancing a plot near the Golan Heights. This action underscores the ongoing security concerns in the region. The situation remains tense as the IDF monitors potential threats. Turning to the arrests in the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post details that three suspects are in custody following a recent attack on hikers. In retaliation, settlers set fire to a village home, according to Army Radio. This incident highlights the fragile situation in the area and the potential for further escalation. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on a drone strike near Damascus. Syrian authorities claim one person was injured in Beit Jin. This follows an earlier airfield attack in the region. The IDF has not confirmed these latest actions, yet they contribute to the growing strain between Israel and Syria. On the diplomatic front, Forward notes the UK's warning of sanctions over Israel's settlement expansion plans. The move comes as Israel's Lands Authority invites bids for homes in E1, a contentious area. This stance could impact Israel's international relations, particularly with Europe. Finally, a report from Walla describes an Israeli drone attack in Damascus suburbs. The attack, documented by Al Jazeera, targeted a vehicle and is part of a series of recent strikes in Syria. These operations reflect ongoing efforts to counter threats, but could provoke further regional instability. In financial news, first, Kitek reports that Israel's startup landscape is thriving but faces a supervision challenge, according to Dor Lee Lo of IBI Tech Fund. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Yaakov Borover's rise from cinema usher to international CEO, showcasing resilience in Israel's business community. And finally, Mariv Business discusses New York's new luxury home tax, stirring debate and criticism from Governor Zoharan Mamadani. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.